In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So, there are always things to work for. There are things for us to focus on. And the choice we need to make is what exactly it is that we need to focus on. You see, there are many priorities in our lives. There will be priorities that are to do with family, friends, community, work, spiritual life, growth, all of those things. And they're all important, but we can't do everything. So the biggest problem we have is our limitedness as human beings. We're limited. We're limited in time, we're limited in thought process, we're limited that we can't see the future. And so what we need to do is to be able to prioritize all that we do. Prioritize based on what we find most important, most essential at that time. Now, of course, one of the things we all know we must do is we must eat. We must eat to stay alive. That's the way we were created. In today's gospel, there are those who followed our Lord because they needed to eat. Now, of course, we sometimes make an unnecessary judgment. We look at them and we think, oh, you actually just went to follow the Savior because you wanted a free meal out of it. Well, maybe that's not just the case. We know at the time there was a lot of poverty. There would have been hunger. There would have been people who struggled to survive. And so maybe they went, not out of greed, but possibly out of a need to satisfy their very basic hunger. But still, there must have been a deeper meaning. You see, we sometimes see things around us, and we take them at the very superficial level. We see miracles, and all we see is that someone is healed. All we see is someone is fed. But there is more to a miracle than the mechanics of it. Surely, what is important about the miracle is not that the multitude ate, but that the Lord had the power to feed the multitude. The miracle is not necessarily that a person who is sick is healed, but that our Lord had the power to heal sickness. And so the focus in our life must be that. Let's not just follow the mechanics. Let's not just desire a miracle because I want to be healed or I want to be fed, but to realize that in that miracle there is a manifest power of God that is even beyond sickness, that is beyond this world, that is beyond anything of this world. That's what our desire must be. Our desire must be to seek what is beyond this world. You see, our Lord wasn't upset that they came to eat, but he just realized that all they saw was the food. All they saw was the miracle. And how often does that happen with us? I know with me it'll happen quite often, because if I ask for something and it happens, I'm really happy that it happened. But I don't necessarily think I give thanks to God in whose power it is to make this happen. Because the next time I ask for something, if I don't get it, then I'm not thankful, because God obviously can't do it anymore. The fact that he is a God of miracles, the fact that he is powerful, means that I give thanks for everything I have. And to focus on what is greater. As I started by saying, we're all very limited in what we do. But it doesn't mean that our vision should be limited. Because we not only look through our own eyes, but the eyes of many. We look through the eyes of history. We look through the eyes of those who have come before us. When I look at what God can do, I may necessarily not have seen a miracle myself, but I live that experience through the eyes of those who have. The many, many millions of those who have over the last 2,000 years. I may not have experienced what I refer to as a miracle, but I recognize the miracles that have been experienced by all those who have come before me. So when we look at our Lord, and I've said this time and time again, let's not just look at his service provider, because that's what we do. We deal with people because they provide things. Yes, we love them, but they provide things. God is not just a service provider. He's not just there to provide for us in this world. He is actually there to secure what he has provided in the world to come. He is there to ensure that we don't miss out, but it's our choice. We can run to him for the tangible things, day-to-day things, or we can recognize he has so much more. You know, it's like going to someone and borrowing £10 because it's all you need today, whereas he could give you £1 million to settle your debts forever. We keep running after that daily £10. We want things sorted today. We want to be fed today. We want our accounts settled today. We want to be healed today. We want to be happy today. That's not all it is, though. Surely we know more. We understand more. It's not just about today. It's about today, but about every other day as well, and about what he can provide for us in the future. So today we give thanks for today. We give thanks because we receive from our Lord today. We give thanks because he provides for us. But we also know that we have so much more to receive from him. So much more to look forward to. So much more that one day we will give thanks for. And so much more that he promises that only he can give. Because he is the one who has come to ensure that we receive everything promised to us in the fullness of time when we are reunited with him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.